This is Vanquishing Cancer Bundle, 2-in-1 Bundle, Surviving Cancer and Life Over Cancer, written by Kate Oakley and Hector Fausta, read by Shafi. This is Surviving Cancer, Simple Steps to Reduce Your Risk and Winning Strategies for a Healthy Life, written by Kate Oakley, read by Shafi. Chapter 1. How you can literally starve cancer cells. Starving cancer cells refers to the idea of limiting the nutrients that cancer cells needs to grow and survive. This approach is based on the idea that cancer cells have different metabolic requirements than normal, healthy cells, and thus can be targeted by restricting the availability of certain nutrients. One of the ways to do this is by limiting the intake of glucose, which is a primary energy source for cancer cells. A diet low in carbohydrates and high in healthy fats and proteins can help reduce the amount of glucose in the bloodstream, making it harder for cancer cells to access the energy they need to grow and survive. Another approach is to restrict the availability of amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins. Cancer cells require a high amount of certain amino acids to build new proteins, and limiting their availability through dietary changes can help starve cancer cells. It is important to note that while restricting the availability of certain nutrients may help slow the growth of cancer cells, it is not a cure for cancer and should be done in conjunction with other treatments such as surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy. Additionally, a balanced and nutritious diet is important for overall health, and a diet low in certain nutrients can have negative effects on health if not done under the guidance of a healthcare professional. Another way to limit the nutrients available to cancer cells is by using drugs that target specific metabolic pathways used by cancer cells. For example, some drugs are designed to inhibit enzymes that cancer cells rely on to generate energy or to synthesize new proteins. By disrupting these pathways, the drugs can limit the availability of energy and building blocks, effectively starving the cancer cells. It is also important to mention that not all cancer cells rely on the same metabolic pathway, and some may be more resistant to nutrient starvation than others. As such, the approach of starving cancer cells should be considered as part of a comprehensive treatment plan that includes other methods such as surgery, radiation therapy, and chemotherapy. Limiting the nutrients available to cancer cell is a promising approach for slowing the growth and survival of cancer cells. This can be achieved through dietary changes, drug therapy, or a combination of both, and should be done under the guidance of a healthcare professional to ensure the best outcomes. Chapter 2. Diet as key factor in defeating cancer. Diet plays a crucial role in our overall health and well-being, and this is especially true for those facing cancer. The idea that avoiding grains and limiting glucose intake can help defeat cancer is based on the fact that cancer cells have a high demand for glucose as an energy source. Grains are a major source of carbohydrates in our diet, and when broken down by our bodies, they release glucose into the bloodstream. Elevated levels of glucose in the bloodstream provide an abundant energy source for cancer cells to feed on, promoting their growth and survival. On the other hand, reducing the amount of glucose available to cancer cells by limiting grain intake and consuming a diet low in carbohydrates can help restrict
Sample complete. Ready to continue?